Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. So pleased to welcome back to the podcast the lovely Grace Ybarra, our queen, now in Missouri, covering the Missouri Tigers for KMOV up there in the St. Louis area. And you were in Starkville in 2022 when Lane Kiffin and the Auburn stuff was happening. And I see a lot of similarities between what's happening with Missouri and what happened at Ole Miss that time, where I wonder about the distractions off the field. Then you combine that with a third string quarterback having to take over with injuries. Mentally, where is this Missouri team?
Man, that's a good question. If you were to ask Drink Saturday night after that loss to A&M, he used the word devastated. Mm. Said the locker room was devastated. And I thought that was a pretty hard word choice. Also, just side note, I realize now after shooting that game that I shot video of Kevin Coleman walking off the field looking really sad. And I was like, this feels like deja vu. I have this exact same shot of him from the Toledo game last year.
Thanks for bringing that up, Grace. We really appreciate it.
I was like, this poor kid just keeps going through it. All I get is sad video of him.
Yeah.
But I mean, they looked just distraught, and it is tough because you lose your college football playoff hopes with that game. But also, you do have to kind of know going into it with a third string quarterback playing the number three team in the country, like it's going to take a lot. They seem better. I was in Columbia yesterday. At least Drink is very like forward. He did not like any of my questions that were backwards facing a little bit. But I think they're trying to move on. Their big thing this week is playing for the seniors. It's their last game at Froh Field this season. So they're trying to play for their 20 seniors and trying to regroup and find something else to play for that's not the playoffs, but they were down bad on Saturday.
You look at what Matt Zollers did in that game against A&M, only 7 of 22 in the game, 77 yards. Yet Missouri was still able to run the ball successfully. So I think that's a testament to how good Hardy and that offensive line have been. If Mississippi State can make this a one-dimensional game, can Missouri win if they can only run?
I don't think so. I think the one aspect that could help them if they can't really establish that game through the air is their defense. Their defense has been really what has kept them in games all season long. If they can create points defensively, create short field for Zollers, I think they'll – be in good shape. And I also think something interesting to point out about Zollers that I didn't really realize until Drink started talking about it was that he was injured for his senior year of high school. So he really hasn't played a football game in like kind of 2 years at this point. And he looked a lot better in that Vandy game than I think he did against A&M, which is probably just a testament to A&M's defense. But I don't think they struggled to move the ball the length of the field. So if they've got to go 80, 75 yards, I don't think they're going to get it done running with the ball.
Mississippi State's offensive line has been an issue all year long. And like as you just mentioned, this is a really good Missouri defense. Damon Wilson, 6.5 sacks on the season. Zion Young, 5 sacks, 11 tackles for loss. This is where the game will be won or lost for State. In my opinion, what makes this the Missouri defensive line so good? Is it just talent, or is the scheme taken up for a lot of that as well?
I think a lot of credit goes to the defensive coordinator, Corey Batoon. But yeah, I mean, you have guys like Damon Wilson and Zion Young, who are both, I believe, projected first rounders. I don't know where Damon is. Last time I looked, Zion was maybe projected to go like in the 20s. So when you got those guys on the other side of the line, it's pretty scary for you. Damon obviously transferred from Georgia. Their linebacker is really talented. The weakness with this defense is definitely the secondary, but if they can put pressure on whoever State has at quarterback, I don't think they have to worry about that ball getting out.
Yeah, State's State's big thing this year is if they can protect Chapin, who I think it's going to be Chapin, then they can get the ball deep. But if they can't, well, they
Yeah.
can't. If it is Kamario Taylor and he gives the state that extra that bonus of being able to run, how does that change what Missouri wants to do?
I don't think it would change a ton. I asked Drink about that situation yesterday, and he said they're just preparing for both of them. But they've faced a lot of mobile quarterbacks this year. So, I mean, Pavia, Marcel Reed, KU's quarterback, pretty mobile guy. So I don't think it's gonna be anything new for them, and they'll be ready either way if it's Shapen or if it's Kamario.
Is this going to be a low scoring game? I feel like it is. I feel like if somebody gets the 24 points, they're probably going to get the win here.
Yeah, and it's like a 6:45 p.m. kick, and I'm like, I cannot deal with another gross, low scoring game. I need entertainment.
Should have been here. We had a couple of good overtime games.
I know.
They didn't come out the right result, but the games have been exciting.
Well, maybe we'll get that. Maybe we'll get a little. I don't want to wish overtime on myself. It's gonna be
No.
a long
That's
drive
it.
back to St. Louis at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, plus it's gonna be cold. You don't want to deal with that. All right. You know this on this podcast that we do our offensive and defensive playmaker, and then every week we pick an X factor, a guy that not gonna be not, I don't want you to say Hardy here. I want you to say
Yeah.
somebody off the radar. Who's somebody who can make a big play for Missouri in this game that we should have an eye on?
I would say Donovan Olubide. He is freshman wide receiver. I think he's been their best wide receiver, at least in the past few weeks. Very explosive, and I've seen him get a lot of the targets the last couple weeks. And I think the freshman to freshman connection is kind of fun.
And then last question, I guess. We'll do a big picture one. Drinkwitz at Missouri next year or somewhere else?
As things stand, I think he stays at Missouri.
Okay. So Kiffin to Florida is what you're saying.
Oh my gosh, don't put that on me.
You know how that goes when you know how that goes with Kiffin. We gotta be careful. We don't want you to get
We
any
have to be so careful.
we don't
Yeah.
want you to get
I
any trouble
mean,
calls.
he's been dismissing kind of everything all season long, but yeah, I hope not.
Well, I will not be making the trip to Missouri. I'll get Steve to tell you
We'll
hello.
miss you.
Well, it is what it is there. So good to see you, though, my queen. We will talk to you again very, very soon. Christmas party, December 13th. If you want to make a trip down to Starkville,
Oh my, I
welcome.
miss the
I'm just telling you, we're more than welcome to have you come home. Grace Ybarra, KMOV in St. Louis. Thanks so much. Talk to you again.
food. Thank you.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.